Masachet Pesach Parabav Mishnah Chet Mavin Mehegdish Kisba Seira. Somebody did not bear in winter the Chiyav Chatzis for, and the din is that somebody is chayav to bring a chatzis brings either a kisba, a lamb, or a seira, a goat, whichever one he chooses. If the person set aside it with makdish money with the mind to use that money to buy a kisba, if he wants, he can change his mind and use that money instead to buy a seira for his chatzis. Mehegdish Seira Kisba. If he set aside it with makdish money with the mind to buy a seira with that money, if he wants, he can buy instead a kisba for his chatzis with that money. Mehegdish Kisba Seira Tyrin. Somebody who didn't have in which there is a chiyuv korban ola v'yorid for, such as he entered the Beit HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. A korban ola v'yorid is a chatzis, but it's different than a regular chatzis, as a korban ola v'yorid depends on your wealth. If you're wealthy, you bring a behemah, a kisba, or a seira. If you're not wealthy, you bring taran or bnei yona. And if you're very poor in evyon, then you can bring a mincha instead, an asira se'efa, a flower, for a mincha. Now, if the person did not bear in which there is a chiyuv korban ola v'yorid for, and he was wealthy at the time, so he set aside money to buy a kisba or a seira. And before he had a chance to buy the kisba or a seira, he lost money. Now he's only chayav to bring taran or bnei yona. He could bring taran or bnei yona with that money that he set aside for the kisba or seira, even though he originally set it aside for a behemah, he can buy ofis instead with the money, and the leftover money would be chulin. A taran or bnei yona is cheaper than a kisba or a seira, so there will be money left over. With the leftover money, he can do whatever he wants with it. It would not be hegdish. Mehegdish taran or bnei yona a seira safe. If at the time he did the Aver, which is a Chiyuv Korban Ola V'yorid for, he was not wealthy, but he wasn't an Evyon, he wasn't very poor, so therefore you have to bring Taran of Neyona. He set aside money to buy Taran of Neyona with that money, and before he had a chance to buy the Taran of Neyona, he lost money. Now he's an Evyon, somebody who's very poor, who's only chayav to bring a Mincha. He can use the money that he set aside for the Taran of Neyona to buy an Asir Se'efa, a flower, for his Mincha instead of the Taran of Neyona, and the leftover money would be Chulin. He can do whatever he wants with the leftover money. What's the case? Hifrit lo kisba ola seira. If he did not bear in winter the chiyuv korban ola v'yorid for, and he set aside money for kisba or seira as he was wealthy at the time. Hey ani, now he lost money, he's only chayav to bring taran of an ayona. Yabio, with the money he set aside for the kisba or seira, he would buy an oaf, and the leftover money is chulin. Hey ani, if he set aside money for taran of an ayona, and then he lost money, now his inevitably is very poor, he's only chayav to bring a mincha. Yabio, seira seifa, with the money that he set aside for the oaf, he can buy instead an asir seifa flour for his mincha, and the leftover money would be chulin. Hifrish l'asir seifa. If at the time he did the aver, he was very poor, and he was only chayav to bring a mincha, he set aside it with makdish money to buy an asir seifa flour with that money. Hey asher. Before he had a chance to buy the asir seifa flour, he gained some money. Now he's no longer an avion, he's chayav to bring taran of bnei yona. Yavio, with the money that he set aside to buy the mincha with, he would buy an oaf with that money. Of course, that money would not be enough to buy the oaf, as a serious afa of flour is not as expensive as an oaf, so he would add some money, and together with the money that he set aside for the serious afa, plus the money that he added, he would buy an oaf. Hey, Asher. Yavi kisbo seira. If at the time he did that aver, he was chayav to bring an oaf, and he set aside money to buy an oaf with that money, and now he became wealthy, so now he's chayav to bring a kisbo or a seira, with the money that he set aside for the oaf, plus some extra money that he adds, he would buy a kisba or a seira. Hifrish kisba or seira, then is stop. Somebody who set aside a kisba or a seira to bring for his korban ola v'yorid, and before he had a chance to bring the kisba or seira for his korban ola v'yorid, it got a mum, so now he cannot bring it as a behemah. So now it has to be sold, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy a korba. But now he's become an ani. Now he's no longer chayav to bring a kisba or a seira. If he wants with the proceeds of the sale, the kisba or seira, he can buy an oaf with that money. Now that he's no longer chayav a kisba or seira, the money that he received for the proceeds of the behemah that had a mum, he can buy an oaf with that money, and the rest of the money would be chulin. Hifrish oaf v'nistai. Somebody who set aside an oaf for his korban ola v'yorid, as he was only chayav to bring an oaf, and the oaf got a mum. Now a regular mum does not possible an oaf, only mechusar aver. If it was missing an aver, that would be a mum that would possel an oaf. And the oaf was mechusar aver, so now he can no longer bring the oaf for his korban. And in the interim, he lost money, and now as an avyon, he's not chayav to bring an oaf anymore. Instead, he's chayav to bring a mincha. Lo yavi b'dama v'asir se'efa. She'en lo oaf pidyon. He cannot sell the oaf, and with the proceeds of the sale, buy the asir se'efa for his mincha. As an oaf that has a mum is not the same as a behemoth that has a mum. A behemoth that has a mum could be sold, as opposed to an oaf that has a mum. It cannot be sold. An oak cannot be redeemed. Once it has the money, there's nothing you can do with it. You'd have to set aside different money for your Seder Seif. The second creation is about mentioning the text of Rabbi Shimon, Oymer, Kvasim, Koydman, Leizim, Bechol, Malkum. Rabbi Shimon said every time the Torah mentions Kvasim together with the Ezim, the Torah mentions Kvasim first. The first mentions Kvasim and then Ezim. You might think the reason why the Torah mentions Keves before Eid every single time is because Keves is better than an Eid. If you have a choice to bring either a Keves or an Eid for a Korban, such as somebody who's high of a Chazer, that he has to bring either a Kisba or a Sira, then you should choose to bring a Keves, as a Keves is a mitzvah min ha-mufor. Talmid loymar v'im Keves yovi karbano l'chatos melame sheshneim shkulim. So therefore, the Torah says when Keves yovi karbano l'chatos, and in that part it mentions Eid before Keves, to teach you that both a Keves and an Eid are equal, neither one is better than the other. And since one time the Torah mentions Eid before Keves, we see that a Keves is not a mitzvah min ha-mufor, and you have a choice to bring either a Keves or an Eid, neither one is better than the other. Every time the Torah mentions Torin and Bnei Yonah together, the Torah mentions Torin before it mentions Bnei Yonah. You might think the reason why the Torah mentions Torin first every time is because Torin is mufkar than Bnei Yonah. It's a better korban than Bnei Yonah. And if you have a choice to bring one or the other, you should bring Torin. So therefore, the Torah one time mentions Ben Yonah first. It says it's Ben Yonah or Tor Lachata, to teach you that they're both equal. Neither one is better than the other. You can bring either one that you want. Ha'av koydim le'aim b'choma. Every time the Torah mentions Av and Aim, the Torah mentions Av before the Aim. Yachos shekavad Av oydev al kavad Aim. You might think that kibbut Av is more important than kibbut Aim, and since the Torah mentions Av first every time, so therefore, if you have a choice to be mechabed av or aim, you should be mechabed your av first. Talmid loymar ish imo v'aviv tiro melame sheshneim shkulim. Therefore, the Torah mentions one time aim first, or the Torah says ish imo v'aviv tiro, to teach you that kibbut av and kibbut aim is equal. Neither one is more important than the other. You have to be mechabed your aim just as importantly as you have to be mechabed your av. Avu armu chacham v'dachacham said, Ha'av koydim le'aim b'chol makom. That kibbut av comes before kibbut aim in any situation. If you have a choice to be either mechabed av or mechabed aim, you should be mechabed av first. This is a din d'rabbanan. The reason being, mipnei shehu ve'imo chayavim b'kavod aviv. Because both him and his mother are chayav b'kavod aviv, as the aim who's married to his father has to be mechabed her husband. So therefore, since both you and the aim are chayavim Kavod Av comes before Kibbut Aim. But if the Aim is no longer married to your father, then in such a case, even with Rabbanah, Kibbut Av and Aim would be equal. The same with Talmud Torah. In Zacha HaBen Lefnei HaRav, Koydim Es Av B'chol Mokom, B'pnei Shehu B'aviv Chayavim B'Kavod Rav. This thing would be true also by Talmud Torah. If a Ben is Zocha to learn most of his Talmud from a Rav, that Rav is his Rav Muvhok, the Rav that he learned most of his Torah from. In such a case, the kibbut of his Rav would come before the kibbut of his Av, as both him and his father are chayev b'kavod Rav. And since the Rav is a Talmud Chacham, the father has to be mechabed him, so therefore, you have to be mechabed the Rav before you mechabed the Av. For example, if you find two Avedas, one Aveda belongs to the Rav and one belongs to the father, you'd have to return the Aveda of the Rav before you return the Aveda of the father. And so too, if both the Rav and the father were captured, you'd redeem the Rav before you'd redeem the father, since both you and your father are chayavim, the covered Rav.